Let's catch up to date with Triple Team Traffic. Back over to KSL's Traffic Center, Ricky Meese.
Well, Scott, I hate to do this, but we're bumping this right back up to emergency traffic because problems in Provo Canyon just not easing up. It started with this accident that was affecting both directions at Bridalville Falls. Now it's mostly just blocking an inside left lane eastbound Provo Canyon Highway 189 at Bridalville. The problem is now we have rain added to the mix. It's slowing down the drive. And you've got delays stacking back past the mouth of Provo Canyon. Now, in addition for Utah County slowdown, southbound I-15, heavy and slow starts just before SR-92 and continues all the way into an American Fork. And then northbound I-15, slow Linden up to SR-92. Jared Auger?
We're looking at some decent speeds here in the Salt Lake Valley right now. I-15 southbound, you're going to see the heavy volume delays from Murray down into Midvale. Northbounders, you're just seeing a little bit of volume, Sandy up into that south interchange area. Eastbound I-80 from about 7th East all the way up to 20th East, we're going to see high volume. Again, I-80 through Parley's Canyon, we are going to see high volumes, and we're seeing slow speeds once you're coming down the other side of the summit by Jeremy Ranch all the way to Kimball Junction, seeing more delays as you're getting ready to get off on Highway 40, Mark.
But it's slower than normal in Davis County, northbound I-15 for a couple of days in a row, and today still Legacy Parkway Centerville area up to Hillfield Road is the delay, slow and go there. Highway 89 up into Fruit Heights, very heavy, again approaching I-84, and I-84 eastbound is very heavy through South Weber on the way out to Mountain Green this afternoon, nagging delay. Zero Res loves summer. It's the perfect time for carpet cleaning with fast dry times and cleaner indoor AC living. Summer specialist, just $33 per room for carpet. Call 2880 Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.